Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's talk a little bit about the Five Stripes with the team president, Darren Eales, who joins us live this morning on the WadeFord.com hotline. Morning to you, Darren.
Morning, chaps. How are you doing?
Doing good, Darren. Darren, just like John was saying, it seems like it's been forever since United has had a match, especially, you know, considering that, you know, it didn't end well the last time we saw them on the pitch. What are some of the things that a team like, you know, that's going through a, you know, can't close out but they have time off, what is something they usually typically work on in practice?
Yeah, look, you're right, Randy. It's so frustrating because we had a game where, you know, in terms of the performance on the pitch, it was one of our better performances. We created loads of chances. We just didn't finish it off against Toronto. And then you have 2 weeks before your next game, so you're champing at the bit, wanting to get out there, and you can't. But, I mean, I think Tata's used it as a couple of things. Firstly, you know, for us, it's a break in the season, a chance to get some, you know, energy back for the team. If you think back to last season, we had the opposite where our schedule was backloaded the second half of the season. So I think we're aware that this, you know, we're in a better place now where we can sort of get the guys some rest as we come into the crunch time of the season. And then secondly, you know, try to work on those mental things about closing a game down, because it's happened to us a couple of times this season where we were sitting pretty and we just didn't get that third goal to kill off a team, and then we've let one another death.
We're talking with Darren Eales, team president of Atlanta United, and, of course, full coverage of the Five Stripes and the Columbus Crew. Sunday kickoff, 4 o'clock at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Our coverage begins at 3:30 on Sunday, and the kick at 4 as they take on the Crew. Darren, so many things to talk about. Let's just touch on what you said just a moment ago about not finishing. We've talked to on this program to Brad Guzan about it. We talked to Jeff Lorenowitz a couple of days ago about it. What do you, as team president, see in the team just getting back on their heels and the inability to kind of shut teams down when they get the lead late?
Yeah, look, I mean, I don't want to sort of overdo it, because you tend to get this in soccer. It's one of these things where you remember the last incident. So if you think of some of the games going back to last season where we scored winners in the death, you know, so these things sometimes go in runs, and also you have to be leading to be able to give up a lead. So, you know, we're always going to give up more leads than, say, Orlando, because we're going to be ahead more times than them. So I think, you know, there's that element, but there's no doubt that we've had a couple. Dallas springs to mind, obviously, Toronto, where the real shame was we were totally on top. And I think, you know, it's more about trying to get those goals while we're in the ascendancy, because then we don't have to worry. You know, we can actually, and it'd be good for all of us, president included, to relax at the end of the game with a nice three-goal lead and be biting your nails with a one-goal lead, hoping you're not conceding. So, you know, it's a big game for us Sunday, because it's a chance to sort of put that last result to bed back in front of our home fans.
Hey, Darren, the transfer window, it was a couple – trade deadline, whatever you want to call it. It was a couple of weeks ago, and the United, you guys are so banged up, especially in the back end. Was there anybody out there that you were looking at possibly to add to this team because of so many injuries?
No, I mean, I think we felt – you know, we got Eric in, which was a big player for us. I mean, he's now – had two starts for the team and has looked, you know, really comfortable. I mean, I've been impressed with the way that he's fitted in with the squad. And, you know, we knew when Carlos Carmona went just before the start of this season that was a position that we needed to look for. But, you know, we took our time, and I think, you know, we've got a real good player there for this season and for the future. So we were pleased about that. And then, you know, we do have strength in depth. And again, I think it's great testament to the squad that we've got and to the academy that, you know, Tatar is saying he's happy with the cover he's got, and even if that means George Bello, our 16-year-old homegrown player who can play left back, needs to come in a situation, then he's confident that he can rely on him. So I think that says a lot for the manager as well, that he has that confidence in our youth system coming through.
Well, yeah, and he had been afraid to pull the trigger. 16, wow. I mean, with Andrew Carlton and some of the other young players that have seen the pitch, you know, the Barcos and whatnot of the world. Are you confident at this point? I know we want to talk about the Columbus game on Sunday. I want to ask you about that. But as we think about Columbus and what happened in the playoffs last year, and we kind of project forward to the playoffs this year, because we know United's going to make it, are you comfortable that now, Darren, that you're going to have potentially a full complement of teams? You talk about the injuries, but could we see some guys coming back to the fold by the time we get towards the playoffs in October?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's you know, we're hopeful. We've got players like Darlington Nagbe who can hopefully come back before the end of the season, Greg Garza. So, again, you know, you think about it, there's two All-Star players. Greg was an All-Star last year and Darlington got voted this year but unfortunately couldn't play because of the injury. But there's two sort of key players for us that can come back into the squad. So they'll be like new signings almost as they come back. So, you know, I feel like we're in a good place now. You always get injuries and, you know, we had it with Mikey and with Sal Zizzo. You know, these things happen. But that's why I think the depth we have this year definitely puts us in a better position than we were last year when, you know, as an expansion team, we were stretched a little bit thin.
Darren, a guy you guys brought in, it's been about a month, is Rometty. And the initial thing is that we thought that he's a defensive guy, a tough guy. And we talked to Jeff and we talked to Jason Longshore and guys like that. And they said he's doing a lot more than just being a defender or enforcer type guy. Is it what you expected when you guys signed him, or has he been a pleasant surprise as far as offensively him pushing forward?
No, I mean, I think he's been a pleasant surprise for us, Randy, in how quickly he settled. Because, again, coming in during the season is always more difficult. He'd obviously hadn't played for a while because the season had ended in Argentina. But he slotted in the two games he started and looked, you know, right at home in Tata's system. Look, I mean, he was someone that we'd spent a lot of time scouting to get the right person to come in there. I think what's been great is, look, he works really hard getting around the pitch and, you know, he's not afraid of a tackle, which was, you know, one of the attributes that we felt the team needed and we were excited to get in, Eric. But the other key thing for us is any player on the pitch has got to be able to pass the ball in the system that we try to play. And that's the great thing, I think, with Eric, is that he has that ability to make a pass, to switch the play, and he's not afraid to burst forward if the opportunity presents itself. I mean, just yesterday, watching training, and, you know, he had an absolutely cracking goal he scored where he sort of came through the field and Joseph fed him and he scored a great goal. So I think under Tata's system, he's getting more and more confidence to get forward if the opportunity arises. And, you know, that obviously suits our style because we're always looking to attack whenever we can.
Talking with Darren Eales, team president of Atlanta United, ahead of the showdown with the Columbus Crew on Sunday at 4 o'clock kickoff at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And you mentioned the cracking goal in training. Let's talk about games here, because one of the things that I think Darren, Joseph Martinez is you know, one goal shy of tying the all-time single-season record. He's going to shatter it. We've seen Miggy have a crack after crack and not quite convert here. Miggy, Tito, Julian Gressel, Rometty from midfield. Is there a concern that we've got to start to, or at least a desire on your part, that we got to see some other guys start to put the ball in the net? Not just take the pressure off Joseph, but also maybe take some of the double teaming off him?
No, I don't think so, John. I mean, this is the great sort of, in my view, misnomer of that debate. We're the top scoring team in the league. So, you know, even if you take away Joseph's goals, you know, we've got 50 goals and counting. So to be honest, it's, you know, if it's Joseph scoring it, great. If it isn't Joseph, that's fine. You know, we're the top scoring team, so we've got no problem with Joseph breaking the record or scoring them. Or if not, you know, we know that Miggy can get the goals. We know that Tito can score if he gets the opportunity. So, you know, the reality is it does make me chuckle a little bit. But for the second season running, we're going to be, you know, probably the top scoring team in the league. So I think we've got enough firepower all over the place.
Darren, when you and you were one of the big parts of putting this thing together from day one, scouting the players, signing the players. When you went to go see Joseph Martinez, did you see this? Because I mean, this guy. I mean, Darren, we're disappointed if he doesn't score anymore. Did you see this ability to score when you were scouting him?
Look, I mean, we had our view that where he was playing, in Italy, and we felt, you know, he was playing a little bit out of position. So in the system that we were looking to play, we felt that he would be more dangerous. But I'll be honest with you, Randy, no one would have imagined he'd scored the number of goals he has. I mean, this is something that I think all of us have got to savor, fans included, because this just doesn't happen. If it does happen, it's very, very rare to get on this vein of form for a season. I mean, he's, you know, hopefully going to break the record on Sunday, and he's still got 9 games to go. I mean, it's just phenomenal. And I think, you know, I'll share one story with when we recruited him. So he was playing in Torino, and Joe Hart, he plays for England in goal, was playing on loan there. So I spoke to Joe just to get a reference. And, you know, I certainly owe Joe Hart a bottle of champagne when Joseph breaks a record, because basically his summary was he's a great character, dangerous player, and an amazing ability to head a ball, which is something that you don't think of with Joseph when you see his size, 5'7". But everything he said came true, because, you know, he's not only scoring goals, but he's his ability in the air for the size he is just phenomenal. And I've never seen in all my time someone get so hungry for goals.
Darren Eels, just for another minute here. All right, to the game on Sunday, Darren, if you can, team president of Atlanta United, about Columbus. We know, you know, how it ended last year. Does that carry over? I mean, you've already seen them this season, but does it still carry over what happened at the end of last year to this game? And what is the challenge that this Columbus team presents to you?
I mean, I think, not sure it necessarily carries over, but clearly, we remember that game well, and the players will want to do their best in front of the fans, anything we can to get a win to erase the sort of memory of that, you know, that penalty shootout knockout. But look, they're a dangerous team. I mean, the one thing I would say is they're a team that tries to play football. They try to play from the back, and actually for us, in terms of teams that we play against, that will be novel, because quite a lot of teams are just sitting back and parking the bus. So I do think that they're a team that are dangerous, but if we're on our game, we've got a good chance to hopefully match them, you know, goal for goal, and hopefully get that big win that we need.
Darren Eels with John and Randy Mack.
Darren, when we were talking earlier in the show, and it just seems like when you're talking United, we're thinking that they're so far ahead because you look at the crowd, you're thinking we're the one of the top scoring teams. But both New York teams are right behind us. Are you at all worried about that, especially when you feel like the last couple of matches they've given away points instead of taking them away?
Yeah, definitely worried. I'd love to be 10 points clear of them. I mean, to be fair, I mean, you've got three good teams in the East, all with just 1 point splitting them. And so that's why for us, I mean, we can only focus on what we do, and we just got to try and get as many points as we can and then hope that, you know, a few results go our way when teams are playing against New York. But ultimately, we can't rely on other teams doing the job for us. We've got to look at Columbus, get that win, and then obviously we have Orlando in our big sort of local rivalry the following week, and we just got to keep grinding it out. I mean, New York do play each other on Wednesday, so we know that someone's going to drop points when they play each other in the New York derby. So if we can just keep picking up the points, hopefully we can end the season with the Supporters' Shield.
Do appreciate it, Darren. We're all looking forward to the match on Sunday, getting back to Atlanta United. Thanks very much for taking a few minutes.
Thank you, Darren.
Cheers, guys. Thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.